Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm your co-host, main host, part host, Zach.
And I'm the other host, Sarah. And this is Chillcast.
Just chill.
Yep.
Sarah.
Chill and listen.
That's chill and listen. Sarah, I think this is our 9th episode.
We're almost to our 10th episode. To double digits. Oh, boy.
A little house clean before we go further. I don't know when we're going to take a break, but Christmas and stuff is coming, so there might be a week or two break. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. We got to revitalize our engines.
Because it is the holidays, and a certain holiday's coming up.
Yes.
Which is why I decided to pick this topic.
Oh, geez, I wonder what it is.
Our topic today is Pokemon.
Pokemon! Okay.
We've been talking a lot about Pokemon on and off for some different reasons, so we're actually going to be talking about Pokemon. Not Thanksgiving.
Because
I
you know what? We are thankful for Pokemon.
For Pokemon, but not Digimon.
No, I never got into Digimon. No,
because really, this podcast is actually about Digimon.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
I can name, like, two. Angelmon.
Isn't there, like, Garurumon
Garurumon.
Garurumon.
He's, like, a werewolf guy.
Garurumon.
And Angelmon.
He's the T-Rex.
Anyway. All
right.
All the Digimon, like, end in Mon, which is really boring. Mm. Unlike
Pokemon.
Been around a very long time. You should get your phone out, because we're going to need
my
to do some...
My phone is not in this room.
It's not in this room, Sarah?
It is not in this room. My
tablet is not.
Is not either.
So we're going to have to do this all from...
Oh, boy. Do I need to fill some space? Do you want to fill some space?
I'll stretch.
All right. Fill some space real quick. I'll be right back.
I could just cut this probably as well. Pokemon. That's our topic today. Recently, there was a game released on the Switch. I think it was today or yesterday of this recording. Called Let's Go... Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Which has got us in the mood we've been talking about. Lots of people have been discussing different Pokemon things. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, I'm back.
She's back. So I figured it is almost Thanksgiving, so let's talk about Pokemon.
Sure, why not? Because
Pikachu... Is he still in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? I think he is.
I believe he is, yeah. Which, I love the parade.
Oh, that's right, you're a loser.
Okay, that's rude. That's really rude. Yeah, because usually
we're going to talk about holiday traditions at some point.
His cheeks light up his cheeks on the balloon. Oh. It's really cool.
Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Oh, well, and it's not just the video game, because recently they also released the first trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, they did.
Which we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of Pokemon stuff.
A lot of Pokemon.
But I think Sarah should just bring up, like, Bulbapedia or whatever.
Pokemon Wiki. Which, okay, let's go ahead and start with that. Because we talked about that this morning.
Bulbapedia is the name because Bulbasaur is the first Pokemon in the Pokedex.
Can we all agree that Pokepedia would be so much better?
It sucks.
Pokepedia.
Bulbapedia.
Oh my gosh.
The cats are making so many noises. That's why we got silent there for a second. So Sarah, let's start off with an easy kind of question. Favorite Pokemon that if you could have in real life?
Gee Willikers. I don't know. Are we talking about just like...
I'm saying you could bring a Pokemon from the Poke world into the real world, and they would be your friend, and you could use them and live with them and hang out. And...
So I really like, and I'm going to specify here, I really like Ash's Pikachu. I'm going to steal Ash's Pikachu.
That seems rude.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, that Pikachu actually has personality, while the other ones are just kind of like mindless clones. And
Jesus.
They are. They don't have the same...
But are you going to explain that every time somebody sees your Pikachu?
Like, this is Ash's, and I stole it.
That's fucked up. I don't know. Yeah,
Okay, if I could just have any Pokemon, it would probably be Growlithe. Love Growlithe. A big old puppy dog.
Yes, I was going to say, for our people, for our folks who are not... as as accustomed to
we're
Pokemon.
Nerds. We're nerds. It's all right.
Growlithe is a large fire. Is he fire?
He is a fire type Pokemon.
Which could be useful. I'd say probably, yeah, Pikachu's like my first one just because I, you know, he's Pikachu. He's Pikachu. Pikachu's cool, a good choice because when you bring Pikachu around to like your friend's house and your family's house, you know, you don't have to explain. Like, nobody's going to freak out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you got a Pikachu. Yeah, we all know Pikachu.
That's
yeah.
true.
Like, yeah. if you bring fucking Mr. Mime or something to someone's house, they'd be like,
the hell the fuck is that?
Like, is that a weird kid? Did you steal that kid and shave their hair and like not feed them for 6 months? Or what the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
But everyone knows Pikachu. He's yeah. the Pokemon. He's like the cover of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he overrated? Oh, it's an interesting question. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
Pikachu is the
like when you think of Pokemon, the first one that you think of is Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Pikachu the? He's like the Mickey Mouse of like Mickey Mouse. Disney has Mickey. Warner Brothers has like Bugs and Superman. Marvel has Spider-Man. And Pokemon has Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So okay, well, what's the worst Pokemon? What are some? Let's just. What are some of the bad Pokemon?
Are we talking about just Gen 1? Are we gonna? Is this gonna?
We can go into other gens, but Gen 1? Okay. I don't. For people who don't know much about Pokemon, each game is a new generation of Pokemon. So they all the old ones continue.
Not each game.
Yeah,
Well, because I mean, they have red version, yellow version, and blue.
Well,
version,
what I mean, each release, those are all the same game.
Well, right. Well,
there's like minor
differences. There's minor differences, but
it's Each release, each series of Pokemon releases every few years adds 100 or so new Pokemon.
Yes.
And all the old ones move forward, so it just they keep adding more and more. They're on like Gen 8, something like that.
No.
So when we say Gen 1, we're referring to
the original when we were younger.
Yeah, when we were young, well, 153.
No.
We'll get to that in a moment, but when we were younger, that was Pokemon. It was Gen 1. I'm, like, very familiar with Gen 1, and I'm pretty familiar with Gen 2. I have a pretty good grasp on a lot of Gen 2. Beyond that...
They're on Gen 7.
Gen 7. That's not that far.
No. When
you can think about how... So there's about 700 Pokemon, 700 to 800.
As long as they add about 100 each time, then you...
Which I think they always do add about around 100. So, there's a lot. But for me and Sarah, personally, it's Gen 1 and... Gen 2 are kind of our only...
Gen 2 is... Yeah. Sure. Yeah, Gen 2.
I mean, I know like Togepri, who's like a weird egg Pokemon.
I mean, Pichu got added.
In Gen 2, yeah.
Yeah. Totodile.
Totodile. Let's talk about Pokemon names. Because some are good.
Some are good.
There's some real good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan. Chan, which their names are inspired by Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee because they are fighting Pokemon.
Yes.
Which is kind of a clever thing. But then you have like shitty Pokemon names. Like there's a Pokemon and he's a crab. And his name is.
Oh man, we got.
Crabby.
Yeah, it is just Crabby.
What a fucking lazy.
I like.
He doesn't even look that interesting. He's just like a crab.
Yeah, no, it's not great. It's not. They were definitely lazy with some...
Or maybe they ran out of time, or it was like... Well, Gen 1 in particular, they really wanted to have, like, more natural-feeling Pokemon. Like, they wanted stuff that looked like it was animals, mostly.
Yeah, most of them are...
Or dinosaurs. There's a lot of dinosaur-looking ones, too.
There are some dinosaur-looking ones.
Charizard.
Even Onyx is a little bit...
Charizard wasn't a dragon in Gen 1.
He was not dragon type originally.
Did he become... Because is he a dragon type now?
The only types that they originally had was...
Fire, water...
It was fire, water...
Ground...
Grass, poison, flying...
Normal.
Bug, normal...
Which is the dumbest... I hate that.
Electric...
What kind of Pokemon is this? Normal.
Oh, they did have fairy. I forget fairy was.
Did they have fairy?
Yeah, well, because Clefairy and Clefable, and Jigglypuff and Wigglytuff.
But I don't think they were classified. Were they classified as fairies in general?
Fairy. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list right now.
On Bulbapedia.
Not Bulbapedia.
Well, then I don't trust it.
This is Pokemon.
I don't trust
DB.net.
No, I only trust Bulbapedia.
Well, I don't fake like their
that's
website.
Fake Pokemon news.
I don't like their website. This one's much easier. I feel like we've lost track of a few. Okay, so we were talking about the worst Pokemon.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, out of the later gens, the problem. So here's what happened, is as Pokemon has gone on, and I mean, I get it. Every few years, you have to come up with 100 new things. Mm-hmm. That's hard. Coming up with 100 things, any kind of a thing, is hard. Doing that multiple times is really hard.
Yeah.
So there's some stinkers. There's a Pokemon called Keefling. Keefling. No, not Keefling. That was the Microsoft Xbox Live arcade game, Kingdom for Keeflings.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought that out of your brain. But that's where you could play as an avatar. Microsoft Avatar, remember?
Yeah.
Kingdom for Keeflings was a good game. We have a podcast all about Kingdom for Keeflings coming out.
No, we do not.
The Keefling cast?
Absolutely not.
They made two of those. No, type in the worst Pokemon. Just type in top worst Pokemon here.
I'm looking through all of the Pokemon.
But yeah, there was a Pokemon that was literally, it's a key ring.
Yeah, it's a key. It's a keychain. It's a key ring. It's not good.
There's a Pokemon called Honed Edge, right? And he's a sword an eyeball.
Yeah. Let's see. Worst Pokemon.
I don't like the inanimate object Pokemon.
Okay. 20 worst Pokemon.
How does a sword even move around?
Ever ranked. There's also garbage Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon literally made out of garbage.
Man, this website does not want to load.
It's our Wi-Fi.
I'm trying to find the key.
Oh, what's his name?
I'm trying to find it. Oh my gosh.
It's Klefki. He's literally just a keys. There's an ice cream cone one. I forgot what that one's called.
There's three of them. There's Vanillite, Vanillish, and Vanillux.
You know, people get angry. I see some people online, they're like, oh, fucking, some people are just, they won't give up Gen 1. But like, with shit like that, that it's like, you see?
That's why. That's why we can't. Yeah. No, there's a Pinecone one. It's just called Pineco.
Yeah. Isn't, what's the one that's just a dishwasher or a laundry? Remember? He can change. He's like electric.
That one starts as like Roboton.
Yeah, but he could change into, he's a dishwasher or something.
The only reason why I know that
Rotom.
Is...
Rotom. Because it's motor backwards.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Some Pokemon names are named. There's a snake type.
Ekans and
yeah,
Cobra.
Oh, what's Cobra backwards, everyone?
Cobra backwards.
Arbok. So Arbok and Ekans are snake types. Mm-hmm. Are they just...
Well, I think they're ground types.
So does that mean in the Pokemon universe, cobras exist?
No.
And snakes exist? Well, why would they name them...
Because it's a made-up name to them.
But none of the other ones aren't made up. Not all of them are made up. Like Whaler.
Dude, I don't know.
Let's dig into this for a moment here.
Oh, boy.
Because Growlithe implies growling. We know there are dogs in the Pokemon universe, normal dogs.
Yes.
They've shown up in the anime. That's, okay, we're going to go into a little other weird thing here, which is that in the Pokemon universe, for those who haven't watched Pokemon, there are all these fantastical Pokemon creatures. Not all of them are fantastical. Some of them are just like crabs.
Or Psyduck.
Yeah. But there are normal creatures in Pokemon.
There's like ducks
cows,
and birds
yeah.
and cows.
So
and,
mm-hmm. where do they draw the line? Like, I mean, on some of it, it's easy.
Do you go up to something and you're like, are you a Pokemon?
Do you just throw your Pokeball at it and if it doesn't go in?
I mean, I'm sure people do that.
That seems... That's how they figured out. But like, yeah, like what defines a Pokemon in that world? Because it's easy for some things. Like, okay, here's this talking sword thing.
Yeah.
But here's this, like a platypus. That's a Pokemon-ass fucking creature.
Yeah,
is that
it
not,
really is.
Like, if platypuses didn't exist, if somebody came up at the Pokemon company, is like, okay, Pokemon number 784. What do you got here? It's like, well, it's like a beaver, but like a duck bill, but it like has venom and it lays eggs. They'd be like, that's so weird. Like,
when people go to the grocery store, do they throw Pokeballs at like a carton of eggs? And it's like, it might be an execute.
People eat Pokemon in the Pokemon universe. That's another. Eat Magikarp, which are a fish type Pokemon.
They sure do.
Which adds a whole other level of. Pokemon universe is a little fucked up.
Yeah.
And speaking of that.
Are we going to talk about Jinx?
Oh. So there are some Pokemon in the Pokemon universe like Jinx who, because Pokemon was created in Japan, there are some cultural differences in the way Japan and the United States and other countries see different cultures and races. So Jinx is a character who, I'll look at an image here. I think that's the modified image.
It's the modified image.
So she had.
I don't know if I can find an original image of Jinx.
I think if you look that up,
Get like blacklisted or something. You immediately
get banned from Twitter and Facebook. But she is a overweight Pokemon, kind of chubby Pokemon that's supposed to look like a woman. And she's. Her original incarnation was. She was all black with big, like, pink lips. She looked like a racist caricature.
Yeah, I mean, they made her.
Woo, boy. Oh, God, that's right. What's his name from Dragon Ball Z is also racist.
Bopo? Or Popo? I don't remember his name.
Poopo?
I thought it was Popo.
I think it's Popo. They're both. In Japan, blackface is, like, not seen as a big deal. Which is weird.
Yeah, I mean, what they did was they made her purple instead of black.
And they toned her lips down. They're not as bright.
And they did tone her lips down a bit.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. She was bad.
It's not great. It's not. You know, that's an awful Pokemon.
There was also a Pokemon called Porygon.
Yeah.
So you might know this story, even if you're not a big Pokemon fan, but... years ago, an episode of the show got banned.
Yes.
Because the show...
was giving people seizures.
Well, certain children, yeah. So they would have flashing lights when Porygon... I think Porygon, when he would appear or something, it would be
something,
like...
Something. I don't think Porygon, I've actually ever seen that episode.
Well, it's hard to find.
Oh.
Jeff Gerstmann of GiantBomb.com watched it, turned the lights off in the room and got his face as close to the TV to see what would happen.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, that episode gave a bunch of seizures to kids. So that episode's never been aired in America. Mm-hmm. There's a few episodes that haven't been aired here. There's another episode where like a security guy just like sticks a gun in Ash's face.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're going to get on to another weird subject of Pokemon, which is that there's Mewtwo or Meowth.
Mewtwo. Oh, Mewtwo.
Shut up. Meowth.
Yes, Meowth.
Specifically Team Rocket's Meowth.
Yeah.
So, in the Pokemon universe, Pikachu and all these other ones, which we'll talk about the trailer for Detective Pikachu, kind of ties into what we're about to go on.
Okay.
We're about to take a ride here. Everyone get in.
Hop on in.
So, in the Pikachu universe, I bet the Pokemon company hates it if you say that.
Yeah, probably.
I can see, like, a local news network when they're doing a story. Like, these kids are playing the new Pikachu video game.
Yeah.
Timmy likes it a lot.
You have a great reporter's voice, by the way.
The kids call it Pokemon. Parents call it Satan's toy. Rebecca, 33, parent of two, mother of two, says Pokemon is ruining her children's life. Ah, fuck Pokemon game.
All right.
All my kids do is throw Pokeballs at school. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Where's my meth? So in the Pokemon universe, the only thing Pokemon could say, like Pikachu, is Pika, 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 Pika. Do a good Pikachu for me here.
Pika, Pikachu.
Your Pikachu's very low, but it's better. It's Let's do an angry Pikachu.
Pikachu!
And like Squirtle's like, Squirtle!
Squirtle! Squirtle!
And the key thing.
I am getting sick, so my voice what's is the key, also...
What's the key sound?
I have no idea.
Just the keys rattling.
I have no idea.
Does Onyx, do they all say their name? Do some of them just not talk at all?
I think some of them decide, like...
Mr. Mime doesn't talk.
Mr.
For Mime obvious reasons. Let's not talk about Mr. Mime yet. We'll get into that. Anyways, so in the Pokemon universe, they just go, Pikachu, Pikachu. Except
for Meowth.
Who talks. With an English, like, perfect English.
I don't remember what they're, like...
Didn't he, like, read a book or something when he was little?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can find what Pokemon says is the official reason why Meowth can talk.
Meowth had sex with another human being and granted him the ability.
Wow. I don't know what I've been looking at, but when I type in, why can Meowth talk, it says, why can't I sleep?
Why can't I sleep, Meowth?
Why, Meowth?
Meowth, why won't you let me sleep? Stop the nightmares, Meowth.
Let me sleep, Meowth.
Please, Meowth.
Hold on, I gotta get Wi-Fi.
Our Wi-Fi over here is bad. It's just apartment sucks for that.
I don't know why.
It's just
like... It's only in this room, in this spot, that my internet's like, bleh. Licking my tablet does not help.
So, yeah, other Pokemon can't talk, but Meowth can. And it's weird. It's uncomfortable. It's... People seem to not react to it like they should. Nobody seems to react to that. Everyone's cool with this.
Okay, here we go. Bulbapedia. Okay,
here we go.
Oh, boy. One day, Meowth came across a female Meowth named Meowzie. She rejected
him. Stop. Do some Pokemon take a different name?
I don't know. She rejected him, saying that he was poor... And that she preferred humans.
Did she say this in English? Or like...
It was probably like...
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, probably.
Okay.
She rejected him saying that he was poor and that she preferred humans. So Meowth attempted to make himself more human-like to make her love him. Thus, he painstakingly taught himself to speak human language and walk upright like a human.
There's some implications in that.
That is the...
So what that says, though, is that every Pokemon, most of them, might be smart enough to understand things in on a level that's beyond just an animal.
When did that story come into
In the
life?
Anime.
Hmm.
Fuck.
Hmm.
So that means, like, a lot of Pokemon are smart enough, if they wanted to.
To learn, yeah.
And also, so there's another thing, which is Ash talks to Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
You might understand what he says, but Pikachu understands what Ash says.
Yeah, I mean, or else...
That's how they do the commands.
Ash says,
so they understand human English.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to think about it.
Yeah.
And in Meowth's case, it seems that they have the intelligence to learn and interact with human beings. So they're like sentient creatures with self-awareness. And people just stick them in balls.
I mean, we put dogs in cages.
Dogs don't learn how to talk.
Well, this is very true.
Unless you know something I don't, they don't start walking around.
Yeah, no, this is.
And on that happy note, let's talk about the new trailer for Detective Pikachu. There needs to be a little backstory here, real quick. Detective Pikachu is a video game that was released 3 years ago for the 3DS. And in this game, it's set in the Pokemon universe, there is a Pikachu who wears a detective hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he does detective work. He's very smart. But he's a Pikachu, so nobody understands him. Except this one young man
mm-hmm.
whose father was a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, for some reason, I think there is an explanation, but
there
we won't spoil
it. There
is,
but we won't say anything.
For some reason, he can understand, in this video game, he can understand Pikachu.
Yes.
And Pikachu sounds like this. In the game, he sounds, hey, kid, I'm not joking.
No.
Sarah's played this game.
Yep.
Hey, kid, I'm Pikachu, and we got to solve crimes together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this idea got the attention of Hollywood. Who was like, sure. We need to make this.
No, Pokemon went up to Hollywood and was like, make this game.
I think Hollywood, it's the first Pokemon game that's come out, I think, that they looked at and were like, we could probably make a movie out of this. This would work. So the first trailer for it came out recently. Pikachu is voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. I've got a video here.
Are we going to play some?
Well, of original.
Oh, Detective Pikachu?
Hopefully, maybe. You know, the internet.
This Wi-Fi, man.
This Wi-Fi.
I know.
I gotta find.
Are you saying you're a real detective? I'm not just a detective. I'm a great detective. Detective Pikachu. Ultra brilliant. We can do this, partner.
So.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah, that's the gruff sound of a Detective Pikachu.
So the new trailer for the live action version came out.
Yes.
It looks pretty good. I'm interested in seeing it. It's.
Yep.
It's good to see. It's cool to see Pokemon in, like, actual live action, like, CG, like...
Yeah, I've watched this trailer multiple times now, just to see the CG-created
Pokemon.
And I gotta say, that Pikachu, I just want to cuddle it.
Looks very cute.
Oh my god.
Looks sort of like, people are pointing out, it looks sort of like a, I just forgot it.
I don't know. A Chiappa?
No, from The Last Jedi.
A pork?
Yeah. People are like, if you put them side by side, they look kind of similar.
Sure. Maybe. Sure.
Porgs are cute. Charizard looks cool.
Yeah. Charizard looks really good.
Mr. Mime looks scary, which makes sense. I mean, he probably would look scary. He's like this weird... Mr. Mime just looks like a human that's slightly deformed.
Mr. Mime, it very much bothers me looking at him.
Ooh, Mr. Mime is...
Here's Ryan Reynolds.
As Detective Pikachu.
As Detective Pikachu.
Here we go. I know you can't understand me, but put down the stapler or I will electrocute you.
So, you know, I don't want to have to pay for that song. If you got the first three downbeats, though, congratulations.
People were pointing something out about that trailer. And maybe I got this wrong. Maybe they got it wrong. But I think in the first Smash Brothers commercial, do you remember that one where they're walking through the field?
No.
Oh, you don't remember that? It was like a famous one.
No.
They're walking through the field, these mascots, like dressed up as the different characters. Song? It's that song.
Oh, is it really?
I don't know if that's a reference or whatever, but it's interesting.
I mean, it's a really good song.
It is a very good song. I think that looks fine.
The internet's a little upset. I'm very excited about it. People are upset because they want a gruffer voice.
And specifically, there was a person they wanted cast.
Yes.
So the internet, over the last 2 years or so, has sort of become obsessed with the idea of Danny DeVito from Always Sunny in Philadelphia playing Pikachu.
Yes.
And if you watch videos people have made before and after this trailer came out of Pikachu voice, but look, it works.
It really works
very well.
It really works.
Danny DeVito was asked about this, and his response was, "What the fuck is a Pikachu?"
Which is such a great response.
Also, I guess he doesn't even know what a Pikachu is.
Yeah.
If they had asked about Angel Bond from Digimon, he would be like, "Oh yeah." I'd voice Angel. People were saying that they should get Danny DeVito in like a post-credit scene to like play an old gruff like Pikachu detective that's like, good job on that case.
That would be good. See, the problem was that he is too busy, or was too busy filming Dumbo instead.
Well, that, and also the problem is that I don't think the Nintendo company or Pokemon company, no, they could afford him. I don't think they want him
to do.
He's great, I love him, but his role on Always Sunny has made it so that like casting him.
I mean, he was the Penguin.
In the like 90s.
Yeah.
He wasn't. Always Sunny has let him, like, he gets to let loose on that show in a way that has made him.
I love that show.
But it's also made it
Danny,
impossible.
You're wonderful.
It's made it impossible for, I think, the Nintendo company to, like, let him voice Pikachu, the mascot of Pokemon.
Well, you also have to remember, though, Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool.
Yeah, but Deadpool crosses. He's on fucking, like, gummy bear, like,
that's for true.
He crosses lines, like, and they're doing that PG-13 one, which I'm interested to see. And I guess he's recorded a bunch of new footage for it. And
interesting.
That movie's hard to get into PG-13.
Yeah,
it is. But that's gonna be the joke. Is like they're gonna literally make jokes of like, well, we can't show any of this, so instead, like, so that could be fun. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a good boy, though, so he's allowed to voice Pikachu.
Yeah.
He's earned it. He played Green Lantern. He's allowed to.
Yeah, he's.
He played Green Lantern, and he played the shitty Deadpool in the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
I really like Ryan Reynolds. He's all over a pretty good guy.
You love Ryan Reynolds?
He's a good guy.
No, I like Ryan Reynolds. He's fine.
And I'm very excited because Let's Go Pikachu came out recently.
Right.
And I very, very, very much want that game.
If you don't know, it connects. It's kind of inspired by the Pokemon Go game, which a little game. I don't know. It did okay. I don't think many people play it.
It's huge.
It's huge. And in fact, you could even like bounce Pokemon back and forth between them. And there's
any Pokemon that you captured in the Pokemon Go universe, whatever you want to call it.
Our world. You can suck them into the fake world and trap them.
I mean, kind of, yeah. But you can actually put them in like a reserve.
Yeah.
I don't really know what they're going to call it.
It's like a zoo.
Yeah. Something. But you can put all of them actually in Let's Go Pikachu or Eevee.
Yeah. Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu are based off of the original games, Red and Blue. And gold. Yes.
So I guess only the Gen 1s that you caught in Pokemon Go will move over?
Yes. Well, there is an exception.
Oh, no.
Not an exception. Oh, the Alola ones will as well.
Oh, right.
The Gen 1 Alola. Look, that's a whole weird thing, but basically the new game that came out, it did add new Pokemon, but it also added Alola versions of Gen 1 and Gen 2, I think, Pokemon.
I do not agree with the new Pokemon.
I kind of like this idea, though. Like, there would be variations from different regions of the world.
Oh, no, not that. I'm talking about 152 and 153.
Yeah.
No.
So, there are two new Pokemon in the Gen 1 canon.
No, there's not.
You have to accept this because the fucking Pokemon Company did it.
Not accept this.
The Pokemon Company made this change. You don't get to disagree with them. That's like saying, that's like those Star Wars fans, like the new canon doesn't count. That's what you're sounding like right now.
Well,
you can't do that.
The new Pokemon canon doesn't count.
There's two new Pokemon added to the Gen 1. What is it?
I gotta look it up because I don't know because it's not right.
They're kind of stupid.
They are.
They're like these little blobs. They look like they look like if you took some peanut butter and stuck a.
Which I do like how PokemonDB.net does not include
fake.
Them.
Bulbapedia. They look like little specks of peanut butter with a big old rent or bolt on their head, like a silver bolt. They're strange.
They're
kind of
like
cool.
Magni something.
And it makes me
something.
Want them just to go keep adding to Gen 1.
No.
Just to upset Sarah, honestly. What?
Bulbapedia it's only goes bottom. To 151
no,
as well.
Keep going.
Why is there an ad? Go away.
Are you on Gen 1? Because the list I was reading of you had them at the end.
No, now I'm into Gen 2. Or Gen 4.
Look, they're on the Bulbapedia. I found them. They were there.
I think you're lying to me.
I'm not lying. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about Pokemon. We've been talking about it a lot recently.
You know, overall, Pokemon is a good game.
We don't have a lot of time, so we got to get one last question here.
Okay.
Who would you fuck? What Pokemon would you fuck?
Nope, and that's
what
the
Pokemon
end of the
would
show.
You fuck?
That's
we got plenty of time
show.
For it. What
that's
Pokemon
gross.
Would you fuck?
I'm not talking about that. No, nope. Moving on. I don't know what your obsession is with sex in this podcast, but we're done.
Because it makes you uncomfortable.
It makes me very uncomfortable, and I do not like talking about it. So this has been Chillcast.
I would fuck one of the fighting types, like Machamp or something.
There's only three answers.
Oh, okay. You got 1 minute, go.
Machamp, Machoke, or Mr. Mime.
Machoke? What do you want him to do to you?
Gross.
What? That's kink shaming. I'll be careful. Yeah, Mr. Mime. Oh, no, I don't want to have sex with Mr. Mime. Yeah. Ditto.
Sure.
Because Ditto could be... Could Ditto turn into a human?
Maybe it already has.
Oh, shit. That would be a whole... Well, there's a theory that people are Pokemon in the Pokemon universe.
I can't. This has been fun.
What Pokemon would you eat?
No.
Oh, you gotta eat one.
No, there's a cow one. I'll eat the cow one.
Jesus, that's fucked up.
I don't know what the name of
I'd
it is.
I'd eat Bidoof.
Why?
And I'd fuck Bidoof.
Oh, my God.
That... was Chillcast. Sarah, I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, new episodes go up.
You all are wonderful.
You're the best. Goodbye.
Bye.